days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord.
Welcome to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. Please open your hearts to hear an anointed message that will encourage and empower you to walk in the love and light of God's Word.
Beloved, as we draw nearer to the rapture of God's true church, it is becoming more and more challenging for genuine believers to stand strong and unwavering in the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints, as the enemy's counterfeits grow more deceptive and beguiling with each new day. Please know that this is not to give the enemy any credit in any way, or to put more attention on him than he deserves, for he has already been defeated by the blood of the Lamb, and our main focus is always to be on Jesus. It is, however, the watchman's cry and a reality check that the enemy, in his pride and arrogance, has not accepted his defeat. And as he seeks to rob, kill, and destroy, he is leading many into his web of deception, especially as the last moments leading to the fulfillment of God's prophetic word of truth draw us closer to the Lord's return. We therefore must remain aware of this enemy and his strategies, for the word of God alerts us of the great apostasy, which is upon us even now, making our mandate to contend for the true faith more urgent than it has ever been. The unadulterated word of God's truth is under attack as never before, as a tsunami of falsehoods and demonic persuasions of a false love, a false unity, and a false peace rule the day under the headship of a false Jesus. The cunningness of this adulterous religious ploy is a marvel, because while apparently giving acknowledgement to Jesus, Lucifer's servants deny him by their twisting, adding to, and taking away from the unadulterated word of God's truth, with their religious platitudes really giving glory to another Christ, who is in fact the Antichrist. These false teachers will quote the Holy Scriptures and then turn around and completely dismantle the truth held within them with their own man-orchestrated interpretations and by refuting the narrow way that Jesus himself made certain alone leads to eternal life, and that only a few find it, and propagating instead the wide way that leads to destruction, which includes every false way and false belief system, and even unbelief, under the universal covering of a false security, which is no security at all, for it is leading many to their eternal demise. All of this is in preparation for the Antichrist appearance on the stage of earth, who will present himself as the world's Messiah, and the one who will propose to finally bring peace to a war-torn world, and the deliverance of mankind from all their woes and struggles. And only those who have been born again from above and have the Holy Spirit indwelling them will be able to rightly discern the genuine from the counterfeit, and the true from the false, as prophetic precursors unfold. I've addressed the one-world religion of the Antichrist in many of our podcasts, for it is playing a vital role in the global empire of Lucifer's man of lawlessness, which is forming before our very eyes. And as the many prophetic precursors that are unfolding in this critical time in the earth converge with confirmation that the last things are truly at hand, the Holy Spirit is bringing to our attention many of the technological advancements that are paving the way for the global empire of the Antichrist and his totalitarian control over all people on earth, which Revelation 13 makes certain will be a reality, and by all appearances, very soon. In an article by End Times Bible Prophecy, written by Britt Gillette, entitled "The Coming Worship of Artificial Intelligence," he writes, "The first two commandments God gave the people of Israel were, 'You shall have no other gods before me, as recorded in Exodus chapter 20 and verse 3, and in Exodus 24 to 5. You shall not make for yourself an idol of any kind, or an image of anything in the heavens, or on the earth, or in the sea. You shall not bow down to them or worship them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, who will not tolerate your affection for any other gods. Yet the people of Israel quickly broke these commandments. They fashioned a golden calf and worshipped it, as recorded in Exodus 32:8. They worshipped the idols of Canaan, Psalm 106:38, Baal, Numbers 25:1-3, Ashereth, 1 Kings 11:5, and Chemosh and Molech, 2 Kings 23:13. Time and time again, the Israelites fell into idol worship, and they weren't the only ones. Throughout history, people from all nations have worshipped objects made of wood and stone, as confirmed in Isaiah 44:6-20. They've also worshipped people, the pharaohs, the Caesars, kings, cult leaders, and others. And up until today, we have the same thing. While few people today worship stones, they will still look to create gods that they can worship, whether it is money, fame, power, or something else. So the latest object of worship should come as no surprise: the first church of artificial intelligence. In 2015, Anthony Lewandowski, a former Google and Uber engineer, drafted the bylaws for a new church called Way of the Future. According to its website, Way of the Future, or WOTF, is about creating a peaceful and respectful transition of who is in charge of the planet, from people to people plus machines. WOTF church activities will focus on the worship of a Godhead based on artificial intelligence developed through computer hardware and software, end quote. As technology advances, many believe that AI will surpass human intelligence. In November, Lewandowski told Wired magazine, "What is going to be created will effectively be a god. It's not a god in the sense that it makes lightning or causes hurricanes. But if there is something a billion times smarter than the smartest human being, what else are you to call it except a god?" End quote. According to Lewandowski, humans rule the world because we're smarter than animals. But he believes that AI will become much smarter than humans, leading to a transition of power over the planet. And when that happens, Lewandowski says that he wants to be in the ruler's good graces. He adds that WOTF Church will one day have its own holy book called the Manual, as well as a physical place of worship. In short, he envisions a future where people will worship AI. In a world where people young and old already spend their days staring at screens, and where people place their faith in technology's ability to solve all the world's problems, you could make the case that the Way of the Future Church is already the world's dominant religion. Asking the question, will this be the pagan religion of the end times generation, brings us to the Antichrist and artificial intelligence. It won't be too much of a leap if worship of AI becomes commonplace. Many people share Lewandowski's view of the future, and they fear that the rise of AI will lead to the end of the human race. This was the premise of the Terminator film series. Humans rebelled against a hostile takeover by an AI named Skynet and its legions of robots. Some think that this is a glimpse into our future. They believe that AI will take over the world and find no reason to keep humans around. But is this fear justified? It's not very likely. AI won't replace humans. It's nothing more than a tool. AI will simply amplify human power. What's most likely is for a group of people to monopolize the power of AI, or even merge with it, and then establish a world empire. Not surprisingly, the Bible reveals that the last days will feature a global empire controlled by one man, the Antichrist. If he has the use of AI, it explains how he could rule the world with the ruthless efficiency the Bible describes. As technology advances, it will become possible to place cameras and listening devices everywhere. And in fact, we are already being monitored by cameras and listening devices almost everywhere we go. But advanced technology will enable the manufacture of billions of low-cost microscopic cameras and listening devices that will keep track of people 100% of the time. With AI allowing the Antichrist to sift through and analyze enormous amounts of raw data, audio tracks, and video feeds. With this power, the Antichrist will become the real-life equivalent of George Orwell's Big Brother. He will be all-seeing, all-hearing, and all-knowing, in Luciferian attempted counterfeiting of the one true and only God of all creation. In Revelation 13:7, the Bible tells us that the Antichrist will be all-powerful, at least when it comes to human affairs. If the Antichrist holds and controls this type of power, as well as the powers that will be unleashed by Lucifer through him, it should come as no surprise that people will worship him. And the Bible confirms this to be true. In Revelation 13:4, God's word reveals that the world will worship the Antichrist. They will see him as invincible in battle and the greatest of all men. He will slander the name of God, conquer God's holy people, and rule the entire world as confirmed in Revelation 13:6-7. The false prophet will require everyone on earth to worship the Antichrist as confirmed in Revelation 13:12. As the false prophet performs miracles to deceive the nations. He will make a great statue of the Antichrist, which will be able to speak, and he will order everyone to worship it under the penalty of death if they refuse, as confirmed in Revelation 13:14-15. The Antichrist will exalt himself over the God of Israel, and any competing object of worship as well. And he will enter the temple in Jerusalem and claim that he is God, as confirmed in 2 Thessalonians 2:4. And while the Antichrist is receiving this worship, it will really be Lucifer who is being worshipped. For this man of lawlessness will be possessed by Satan himself. Thinking that his prideful and blasphemous goal, which Isaiah 14:13-14 reveals to us, is to ascend to the heavens, raise his throne above the stars of God, to sit enthroned on the mount of the assembly in the sides of the north, to ascend above the heights of the clouds, and to be like the Most High, has finally been realized. Whether or not AI will be the primary tool of the Antichrist remains yet to be seen. However, it seems more than mere coincidence that AI is on the rise at this point in human history. In Daniel 12:4, the prophet wrote that travel and knowledge will increase in the end times. And most certainly, AI is helping to fulfill this prophecy. And we are seeing a build-up to the greatest event in history, the second coming of Jesus Christ. All the signs that Jesus and the prophets said to look for are present today. Not one of them was present for the first 1800-plus years of Christianity, but today they all are. Our generation is unique among all others, and we live in a time like no other. Under the complete control of the Lord God Almighty, with everything held within his prophetic word of truth, coming to pass in his perfect timing and according to his divine purposes, the stage is now set for the rise of the Antichrist and the outbreak of a worldwide great tribulation. This means that the rapture of God's true church, which is comprised of his born-again offspring, is closer than it has ever been. The time is at hand, beloved, and Jesus is coming soon. So rejoice and stand strong. And until we come together again, I leave you with Isaiah 55:10-11. For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth, and making it bear and sprout, and furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be, which goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return unto me empty, without accomplishing what I desire. And as always, beloved, I bid you his agape.
You've been listening to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. If you have a prayer request, please contact us at Agape Light Ministries, P.O. Box 6313, Chesterfield, Missouri 63006, or via our website at www.agapelightministries.com. Again, that's www.agapelightministries.com.